Have you ever lined up waiting to be chosen by someone to play on their team? In this story, someone quite different is chosen. Let's wait and see how it turned out. Saul had been gone so long looking for the family's donkeys, when he finally returned home, he didn't tell his uncle that Samuel had anointed him king. Now Samuel the prophet has just called together all the people of Israel to the Lord for a special meeting.
I give you this message from the Lord. I brought you from Egypt. I delivered you from the power of the Egyptians and the nations that made life hard for you. But you have rejected me and have said we want a king instead. Yet today you reject your God who personally saved you from all your troubles and say, no, we want a king over us instead. All right then, present yourselves before the Lord by tribes and clans.
Then the tribe of Benjamin was taken by lot. Finally, Saul, son of Kish, was taken by lot. But when they looked for him, he was missing.
Where is he?
Let's look for him.
He's not around here.
So they asked the Lord.
Where is he? Is he here among us?
He's hiding in the baggage.
There you are, Saul, hiding in all this stuff. Samuel is waiting for you. The Lord told us you were here.
Oh, all right.
Here he is, Saul, Kish's son. Look, he stands taller than any man.
This is the man the Lord has chosen as your king. There is none his equal among all the people.
Long live the king!
Saul almost missed the biggest honor of his life, and just because he couldn't make up his mind. People think of the strangest excuses. I hope you're not hiding from God. Some say they are good enough. God's word says all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Do you want to trade your old garment for a robe of his righteousness and with a new life? Let him make you a child in his royal family. Then pray with me right now. Dear Jesus, come into my heart and please forgive me for the wrong things I've done. Thank you for giving your life for me. I take your gift of everlasting life. Amen.